For the first time since 1999, the Curtis Symphony Orchestra has a multi-city tour of Europe. It opens May 20th in Helsinki and continues through Berlin, London, Salzburg, and Vienna, among others. The ensemble will be led by conductor Osmo Vanska. On the eve of the tour's departure, the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns discovered enough electricity among the players to light up any of these cities.
The occasion wasn't even a concert. The Curtis musicians were simply getting their luggage tags on Tuesday before taking off for Helsinki. For some, it was a big moment.
One of the cellists said to me yesterday, "I am so excited. I have never been to a single one of these cities." And I can tell you that that's probably the case for most of the orchestra. And so we want them to experience, you know, the flavor of Salzburg and the flavor of Vienna, but at the same time, we're not tourists. We're here to work, you know, so this is not just a school field trip.
So says Curtis President Roberto Diaz, who will be on the tour as viola soloist in the Penderecki Concerto Doppio. Three years in the planning, the tour was intended to expose the Curtis musicianship in major European cities. But here's what is not typical. While many professional orchestras prepare programs and do brush-up sessions before concerts, each Curtis date has a full rehearsal.
It's not like, okay, it's ready, now we'll just play it, and let's see what the acoustics are like here. I mean, when we're traveling, we're constantly talking about, you know, the transition, the color, the tempos. It's really about the evolution of the interpretation.
Even in the face of jet lag, Diaz deals with it by resetting his watch. Others swear by hydration and skin moisturizing.
I'll try it. Bubble bath, anybody?
But if it doesn't work, you have to play well anyway. It's called professionalism.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.